nice timing. Everything all right?
Hmm. Got major fight in the car.
Well, I don't want to live in the new house.
I'm afraid you have no choice, my dear.
Of course you do. This is our dream house. Cecil is here.
Yeah, she had a book signing in town. Thought she'd drop by on her way home. With a present. You know, Mother.
There is a queue all round the block. I thought I'd stick to just scribbling my name. People would linger on and ask about their budlings.
The price of fame, eh, Mother? Still 20 quid a book, not bad for a morning's work.
What do you think of it?
Oh, I love it. It's exquisite.
Yes, I thought it would look well in here. And these are inspired.
Tea in 5 minutes, Mrs. Jordan? This is my Michelle, by the way. Been giving me a hand on her half day.
Hello, Mrs. Jordan.
Too much for me on my own.
Thanks, Gwen. And Michelle, you've done wonders.
No, I'm just glad you kept me on. I like a family. Got a bit dull doing for the Major on his own.
Except when he had his girlfriend over, eh, Mum?
That'll do, Michelle. Talking.
The curtains were meant for upstairs.
But the effect is lovely. Let me tell you my ideas for the garden.
The general effect should be no hard edges, don't you think? Everything curved and rounded. The lawns, the borders.
Well, we'll have to clear some space first.
Well, yes, of course. But we should have our plan ready by the autumn. Now, here, blue and cream, mostly, wouldn't you say? And over there? Well, you could make a case for some small azaleas. Unless you're totally opposed. Are you? The scent, the colour, especially in the early morning.
Studio. At last. Think to yourself. How does it feel?
Inhibiting. I don't even know if I want to paint. Started to seem rather pointless.
Well, it sounds it. People like them.
I have to like them too, Martin.
Yeah, but you will. It'll come back. Promise.
Maybe I'll leave it for a while. Throw myself into village life.
Jolly good, why not?
Charming. Quite charming. The interior decoration was not Major Murray French's strong point. The place was crying out for a facelift.
Oh, this is my wife, Alice, Lady Unwin of Pitcomb Park.
How do you do?
My dear, you have a gift.
I'm afraid we're still in a terrible muddle.
Oh, don't speak to me of muddle. Our youngest is just back from New York with enough luggage to fill a liner. And I'm not exaggerating when I say she spread it over the entire house. Which is why I'm calling on you so outrageously soon after you've moved in. Could you possibly, do you think, come to a dinner party I'm giving for her at the park? Saturday week, 8 o'clock?
That's very kind of you.
We'd love to, Lady Unwin. Thank you.
Splendid. You're just the right sort of age, you see. Clodagh, our daughter, can't now accuse us of having a guest list entirely composed of old fogies.
Well, Saturday week, then.
Oh, I knew it. Your mother is the great Cecily Jordan, the gardener.
Yes, that's right.
And I warn you that I should be quite shameless about exploiting the connection. Do you think she'd ever stoop to talking to our little flower people here? Or perhaps a brains trust for the hospice?
Yeah, I'll ask her. I'm sure she'd be delighted.
How generous. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Lady Unwin.
And it's Margot, please. You both. Too pretty.
Bye.
Do you remember when Martin first brought her here? That shy, gauche girl. Such an unpromising background. Still, I shall miss her, being so close. 50 miles isn't so far. I drove there in an hour the other day.
Still, best to let them get on with it.
What do you mean?
I mean it was time for change. From the old habits. Alice was...
Yes, Alice was what?
A little hemmed in, maybe. She wasn't too well, was she?
Alice had mild postnatal depression, that was all. Yes, she was hemmed in. Cottage was too small for a family. I suggested they move. Really, Richard, you know nothing about it. You're away half the time. You come back here and make all these pronouncements.
Church is the place to start for village activities. Flower rota, cleaning rota,
graveyard working party. There's a village fete in a few weeks. You want to put yourself down as a helper.
Oh, how do I do that?
Just give your name to Lady Unwin. She's the organiser. You'll be seeing her Saturday night.
Do you know everything that goes on?
This is a village, Mrs. Jordan.
Thanks.
We're not all boring old traditionalists round here, you know.
I'm sorry.
Rosie Barton's the name.
Oh, Alice Jordan.
There is life beyond the WI and making chocolate brownies for the village fete.
I've never made a chocolate brownie in my life.
Good for you. Of course, I'm considered a bit of a rebel. You'll hear terrible things about me round here, only some of which are true.
Terrible things?
I'm that woman who runs the village wives group. You know, yoga, consciousness raising, whatever that is. I'll drop in some bumps. Ciao.
Bye.
I look terrible. My clothes are all wrong.
You look lovely, Alice. How many times do I have to tell you?
I would be a butler.
He's watching me.
Dear, you look charming.
Thank you.
Rafe, do meet Alice and Martin Jordan, our newcomers. I told you, Alice has made the grey house look so pretty.
And I always believe what my wife tells me. How do you do? You know Henry, our land agent?
Yes, of course, ever since he took my girl away from me at Oxford.
Oh. You ended up with Alice. What more do you want?
Hello, Henry. Where's Juliet?
Oh, dressing room, Alice. Upstairs, first on the left.
Oh. It's no big deal, Alice. The Unwins do this sort of thing the way we put on scrambled eggs.
I wish we were having scrambled eggs, just with you and Henry.
No one's even going to notice the likes of us. It's all eyes on the prodigal daughter tonight.
The one who's back from America.
They thought she'd got herself nicely shackled at last to some American millionaire. Wedding bells in the offing. Then she suddenly shows up alone, looking like Garbo in Dukai.
Juliet.
Mind you, she can turn on the charm, and the village loves her. Mm. Oh, it's good to have you so close, Alice. Ready?
Yes.
Into the fray.
Split you up. So between you, you'll experience most of our little group. Rafe, darling, Martin. And I think you should meet Clodagh first, Alice dear. She's such a talker, so good with people. Clodagh, say hello to Mrs. Jordan.
How do you do? Your mother, Margot, said you brought a terrifying muddle back from America.
Mother's easily terrified.
Hi.
Yes, well, I did ask her to be especially nice to Simon. His father's been so generous to the hospice. Who can I introduce you to next? Do meet my great friend, Lettice Deverell, Alice Jordan.
Hello. That's exactly how I would choose to look. If ever I bothered about clothes, that is, which of course I don't.
Hello.
Oh, the rector. Peter Morris, Alice Jordan.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Peter's a good chap, if you ignore the God bit of him.
Oh. Well, Lettice is good too, if somewhat tediously pagan. I won't ask you if you've settled in, because I know it takes far more time than you have. I always say to newcomers that the English village provides the severest possible test of love thy neighbour.
Like most men, I have a soft spot for pretty young mothers. We thought Clodagh was ready to get on with the whole business. Turns out we're wrong. Does anyone know the cure for a broken heart?
Get
my
heart's desire.
Dangerous.
Where do you go from here? The perfect wife, the perfect husband.
Well, there's always the senior partnership.
In a country law practice. Is that the limit? Don't you ever want to break out?
Well, I don't think I could pay that price.
Well, it costs nothing to be a little crazy and irresponsible.
No? You'd have to convince me of that, I think.
That was quite a night, wasn't it?
I thought you did better than me at dinner.
Sorry I let myself get hijacked. She's quite a powerful girl.
I thought she was bloody rude.
Oh, come on, you'll like her when you get to know her better.
I can be bothered.
Okay. But don't forget, we can't afford to fall out with the Unwins, unless any of them. God, you look lovely.
I'm sorry.
We really must get this bed thing sorted out, Alice.
I don't know what's wrong with me. It isn't just bed. It's me.
You're tired, that's all.
Almighty God, who has given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants, as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. I came to see Alice.
Oh, well, she's gone to church.
Shall I wait? Or did you have enough of me last night?
Enough of you? Impossible.
Daddy, Charlie's woken up and he's all pooey. He'll have to be changed.
Oh.
Hello?
Mummy, Clodagh's here.
Clodagh?
She said we could call us that. She's our friend. She brought us balloons.
Hello, Alice. Matting's up to scratch.
And she let me try her shoes. They come from New York.
You better take them off, Tash. You'll spoil them.
Fine, really.
Where's Daddy?
He's finding us some wine.
Clodagh's staying for lunch and she's sitting next to me.
I've fallen deeply in love with your children. Okay with you if I stay to lunch?
Oh, please stay. Clodagh helped Daddy clean up Charlie's poo. Not very well, though. They kept on laughing.
I've never been that close to a nappy before. Or a leg of lamb. You better check it's the right way up in the oven.
Why don't you go upstairs and wash your hands? Get ready for lunch.
Come on, James.
I don't mind if you stay.
I really came to say I'm sorry. I behaved like a pig last night.
Well, we've got to... Alice. We have a guest for lunch.
I know.
So how was church?
Quiet.
Good. Make a change from round here. Oh, Clodagh and I managed to get the lamb bunged in somehow. Bit of a riot, really. All rather tangled up with
yes,
that boy.
Yes, she told me.
Run! Run! Hold on, get off! Oh, lost that one!
You paint?
I used to. I don't know.
Did you exhibit?
I worked on commissions.
What happened?
I stopped. It's not important.
Of course it's important. Alice, why are you giving me such a hard time?
You made me feel like a fool last night, and you're doing it again now. I don't like it, that's all.
I behaved badly, I said so. I just do these things sometimes. That's how I am. Whatever you felt last night, you didn't look like a fool.
Watch out, Daddy!
Oh, shit! I've lost control! Get him! Get him! You little monster!
I'll catch you!
This is what they call good clean fun! I don't get enough of this!
Help yourself!
Where do I find an excuse for showing up here?
You don't need an excuse while I'm around!
Joined the sleep police, Mother.
Now, breakfast is a movable feast.
Not for the staff. I shall be in the library with the village fete committee. Have you thought yet what your contribution might be?
To the fete? Not yet. But it's on my mind day and night. Morning, Pa.
You look better. Got some oomph about you.
I thought I might stroll down to the home farm.
Good idea. Get some exercise.
I need to talk to you, though. I've got a bit of a cash crisis.
We'll fix that up later. You go to the farm, get some fresh air. See you later, Charlie.
Alice! I've strapped Charlie in the car. I'm off now.
Bye, friends. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I hope you have a good day. Send my best wishes to your mother. I don't suppose you'd accept my love. See you, sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye, Danny.
Oh, look! Santa!
I've left 5 more of these in the orchard. They're orphans from the park. Will you adopt?
Yes, oh, Mother, please!
Can hens be orphans?
How are we supposed to look after them?
Put her with the others, will you?
Can I hold her?
No. We'll take care of them. They don't take much. I brought a man from the farm. He'll do it or run.
Fair enough. Alice?
Oh, I seem to be outnumbered.
Brilliant. Oh, well, I better be going. Nice to see you, Fred.
What's this? An exhibition?
I'm taking the children to Reading to see my mother. It's her birthday.
Let me come. I'll share the driving. There's an armed truce at home. I'm going to be killed if I don't break out for a bit. Please.
I'm sorry, you can't possibly.
Why?
It wouldn't work. It just wouldn't. James! Natasha!
She'll be coming round the mountain, coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Yee-haw! Well done! What is it about your mother?
Well, she complains. She's lonely.
Grandpa had girlfriends, and she left Granny on the exact same day as Mummy and Daddy got married.
I say!
All the Jordans are glamorous.
Alice was very young.
Too young. I wanted her to finish college. See a bit more of the world first. But they offered her an easy life.
They?
Well, Martin's mother, Cecily. She was all for it. The marriage. I don't blame Alice. It was a battlefield here. She got out early. And Cecily found them the perfect cottage. Fixed Alice up with some commissions from her friends.
And it all turned out well in the end. You know what that means?
Oh, clever.
Why did Alice stop painting?
Oh, don't ask me. She wasn't very well after Charlie was born. Cecily took over. Seen anything of your father? My solicitor says he's opting for early retirement. Fed up with lecturing. Despite me, probably. He'll enjoy cutting my allowance. I'm glad you're making new friends, Alice. It's the first time you've brought a friend here since you were married. It's a good sign.
Did she love your father?
He'd say she loved him too much. That was his excuse for the girlfriends.
Why didn't she leave him, get a job?
I think she preferred to make life hell for him.
Sex must have been terrific at some point. I mean, if she ended up thinking that even torment's better than nothing at all. That's how it goes, isn't it?
I suppose so.
No, ma'am, it's her, really.
So what do you think?
Well, Jesus. He's transferring all his legal work to me? All of it?
If you want it. And I take it you do. It's financial stuff, mostly. Up your street.
Rafe Unwin.
Clodagh's daddy. Yes.
What's she got to do with this?
You tell me, Martin. Bloody fast worker, though, isn't she?
Yeah.
Cute little things, I suppose. What are they for, exactly?
They'll lay eggs in time. Real dirty, warm eggs.
Why not buy real cold, clean ones from Mr. Finch, like everyone else? She's making herself pretty useful round here, isn't she?
She's at a loose end. Oh,
she's never at a loose end, Alice. Every move she makes is worked out.
Is that quite fair?
Probably not. Sorry. I've never learnt to share my toys. Just watch her, that's all. They say she's been pretty wild in her time.
Wish I'd been wild. I never had the nerve.
That kind of nerve requires money, good schools, and hordes of ancestors.
Alice? Alice? It's different. But I guess you're different. It's the beginning.
Do you really think it's got something? Honestly.
Of course I do.
It is terrific. It's fabulous. You're a clever, clever, clever girl.
What's going on?
Is it a celebration?
Oh, Cecily. Hello. Well, yes, I suppose it is. I seem to have started to paint again.
Seem to? Hardly sounds like a voluntary act.
It wasn't. It was forced labour. I locked her in.
How inventive of you.
Oh, this is Clodagh Unwin. Clodagh, this is my mother-in-law, Cecily Jordan. I've talked to you about Clodagh.
Have you?
We've talked
so little recently, Alice.
I thought I'd try something different.
Darling, I should have rung first, of course. But I was longing to see what you've done with the house. And I have some good news. Anthony's coming home.
Anthony?
Yes.
Really? For how long?
For good. Hong Kong has lost its charm, apparently. Anthony?
Well, my eldest son, Martin's brother.
Is it too much to hope that you could fit a visit in first with the children? You know how demanding Anthony is. Once he's arrived, I shall be overwhelmed.
Well, it's difficult. I'm so busy. I've signed on for so many things at the village.
Well, you need more help. I've always said so.
I help.
Do you think help from a friend is entirely satisfactory?
Alice doesn't complain.
No, Alice wouldn't. Not in her nature.
You mean she doesn't speak up for herself?
I mean one can direct paid help in the way one cannot direct a friend. Darling, please let me pay for someone to live in.
Don't need any more help.
Of course I'll bring the children to Dunridge. How about Friday?
This week?
Mm.
Oh, perfect. Mm. Oh, darling, is it wise to keep hens? They'll ruin the planting.
Not seeing your new friend this morning.
She's out for the day.
Clever chap, her husband. Seems to grasp this financial business at any rate.
So I won't have to dash off and earn a crust after all.
Well, we can't have that, can we? You dashing off, I mean.
Tonight? But we're not staying the night, Cecily.
Yes, you are. Natasha. And my Jamesy.
Hello, Granny.
Hello. I bought champagne. Hello, sweet. And the salmon trout. Oh, I won't take no for an answer.
Thanks, Mr. Finch. You can look forward to an exotic supper tonight, then, Mr. Jordan.
Oh, yes.
Miss Clodagh was in buying herbs. She's cooking for you, she said.
Is she?
Yeah.
Mrs. Jordan phoned her from her mother-in-law's. She's staying overnight after all. That was the message.
Mr. Jordan's supper is no concern of yours, Mr. Finch.
It seems I'm the last to know about my own domestic arrangements.
That's village life for you, Mr. Jordan. Village life.
He's a dreadful fellow. But then running a village shop is enough to addle the sanest wits.
Oh, I don't know. He's not that bad. Made me rather look forward to my evening, actually. Can I give you a lift?
Oh, thank you, no. My digestion requires that I walk as much as possible. Now, by tomorrow, the whole village will know that you and Clodagh had dinner together.
Oh, scandal.
Well, tell Clodagh from me. It's time she went and got a proper job. A job in which she's stretched. Evening.
Go to sleep now.
So glad you've started painting again, Alice. People do ask. There'll be a rush of commissions once you've recovered your old touch.
I don't want to recover my old touch. And I don't want any more commissions. I'd sooner be free to develop this new stuff that I'm doing.
Stuff? Is that your voice or the voice of your new friend?
My own voice.
Forgive me, darling. To me, it sounds like a spoiled adolescent.
I expect that's because I'm not behaving exactly as you'd like me to.
Just look at this girl. She's absolutely radiant. The mood's done you good, Alice.
Hi.
Alice rang and said if I couldn't be bothered to cook, I should let you scramble your own eggs. She didn't want to stay overnight.
Yes, but you wanted to cook.
My special swank food is fish curry. Chopping board. Knife.
Wine?
Sure.
That's what we're creating here, you know. Scandal.
Is that a new experience for you?
Well, I've led a sheltered life, unfortunately. I mean that.
Oh, I wonder.
Well, I wonder a lot of things.
Such as?
Such as why. And why this whole business? You come into our family like a bloody whirlwind. My wife perks up, starts painting again, the kids have fun. I get the biggest career boost of all time. Why?
Coincidence.
Bollocks.
No, Martin.
Why not, for Christ's sake? I want to. You want to?
Do I? There's Alice.
Well, of course there's Alice. There'll always be Alice for me.
Well, then.
It's just a bit of fun, that's all. As a time off for married life. Domestic bliss.
Do you take much time off?
None of your bloody business. No, I don't, as a matter of fact. Whatever, actually. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I forgot myself.
Doesn't matter. Forget it.
I think maybe I should scramble my own eggs.
Fine. When will I see you again, Alice?
Oh, I'm not sure. When we're in Cornwall, I expect.
Not before then, not before the holiday.
Well, I really don't have much time.
I have time. Too much time, I suppose. Richard always seems to be away.
There's your work. Oh, you keep busy and... Well, Anthony will be home soon.
Won't stay long.
Oh, when he's here, I always think of the three of you when you were together. You, Martin, and Anthony. Especially of you, Alice. Such a shy girl.
I'll always be grateful for what you did for me, Cecily. Really, always. I did it. She looked ready to kill.
She probably was. She's frigid, of course, Cecily. All that gardening.
Display sex.
Tidying up nature. She tries it on with people.
Not everything's about sex.
Of course it is. Ma's got the gardening thing, too. Can't stand disorderly bed.
Stop it.
Don't you ever wonder about me?
Oh. About the lover in New York. I thought it was generally accepted that no one must ask.
Ask what?
Well, what happened? Is he married?
Alice, he was a woman.
A woman? But everyone said... Your father said...
Well, no point in hurting him or Ma. It would hurt them. Have I shocked you?
I don't know.
You don't know anything. My poor little Alice don't even know how to live.
What do you mean? Don't you dare patronize me. Living isn't just about having a good time. Living is about getting on with things, bearing things, making things work. I have three children. That's living.
Why did you stop painting?
I was bored, that's all.
You were unhappy. You were very unhappy when I met you.
I will speak my mind over this business, Rafe.
Leave it to me, Margot.
And Clodagh. Engaging Martin Jordan to liberate money from the family trusts, which is what it amounts to, is simply outrageous.
It's only a part of what he'll do.
It'll be disastrous for Clodagh, and it's unfair to her brother and sister.
Nonsense. She ought to have financial independence now, not after we die.
She has it, up to a point. Let her work for the rest. Oh, really, I despair. She always gets what she wants. And you seem powerless to refuse her.
It seems the interview's a formality. Henry says I'll walk it. Work will be a cinch. Huge fees. It's like someone's waved a great big magic wand.
No, you deserve it. Everyone knows you're an excellent lawyer.
Good day?
Yes. Interesting. Clodagh helped me to hang out the washing this morning.
Oh, that must be a first.
Took got a bit intense, actually.
It's strictly between us. She's going to be loaded, that girl, quite soon.
Is she?
She didn't say anything about my turning down her fish curry, did she?
What? Oh, no.
What do you mean, intense?
Oh, nothing. Just she talked about what she got up to in New York.
Wild stuff. I can imagine. You know, I nearly did something pretty daft myself the other night.
Did you?
I didn't know. We're all right in the end, aren't we, Alice?
Of course we are.
being disapproved of.
By letter?
Yeah.
I thought she was fond of you.
Oh, she is. She takes against me every few years, and I never know why.
Perhaps she thinks you're clever enough to work it out.
This time I do know. And she's a few steps ahead of me.
What do you mean?
Charlie!
Today?
He's teething.
Is he? Funny you knowing a thing like that. Look, would Alice mind doing a stint on the cake stall at the Fete? You too, maybe.
We're doing the White Elephant together. That's our notice going in now.
What do you get out of this, Clodagh?
Might as well make myself useful for the summer while I decide what to do with my life.
That old thing, life and what to do with it, just happens to most of us.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'll let that be a warning to me.
Well, we're going to have to cook trout to go with that, you know?
I'd catch something bigger than last time.
Well, we will, Jamie. You can get now. Oh, I've got your rod, James. Yeah. Here we go.
This new job of Martin's.
What about it?
He wants to believe that he got it on merit.
He did. Anyway, Pa likes him.
But you chose him.
Yeah. I chose him because, like everything else I tried to do, I thought it would make you happy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Shall I stop?
No.
I think about you all the time. I think about holding you. Touching you. What do you feel, Alice?
I feel... I hate it when you leave the room.
More.
Everything I do with you is more fun, better than anything I do with anyone else or by myself. I like myself better. I feel so happy. I feel quite mad.
His old heartthrob wanting his lunch. Washing will dry in no time. Who's got a squeeze for Gwen before she goes, eh? Picked up my wages.
Thanks, Gwen.
Are you afraid?
No.
Van Pickham?
No, sorry, this is Las Vegas.
I'm looking for the Grey House.
Oh, well, you turn left, then it's up behind the church.
Right.
Mr. Jordan's brother, is it?
No, I'm Mr. Jordan.
Yeah, well, if you want Mrs. Jordan, she's out. My mum's with the kids. You'll get her in the church, though, after three. She'll be doing the flowers.
Thanks.
You had no affairs before me.
I could have had.
Your slings, I suppose.
Henry started giving me funny looks.
Henry!
Well, he can smoulder in his own way. But I couldn't.
Do you still sleep with Martin?
Yes. Imagined I'd say that about making love with a woman.
Life's full of surprises.
Is it always girls for you?
Until I was 20, it was boys and girls, and then I decided I liked girls better.
I had two boyfriends before Martin. It was hopeless. Just fumbling. I've never been adventurous.
Alice, you are adventurous. You were waiting for me.
Isn't she sexy?
It's everything.
Ali. Oh, God, Ali. You are a vision.
Oh, I'm just happy.
You've got religion, have you? Wouldn't surprise me, 10 years married to Martin.
Oh. Still the same old Anthony?
No, a bit more sick and tired.
Well, we'll have to make you better.
Yeah. Make me better, Ali.
So, it's going to be Martin, the family solicitor. How appropriate. He was destined from birth to be a pillar of the community.
And what are you going to be, if you ever grow up?
Unemployed.
Not temporarily?
Maybe permanently. I'll live off mother.
Get a wife. Nice and rich.
Are you rich?
Beyond the dreams of avarice. Not nice, though.
Martin's rich.
Comfortable.
Martin's rich.
Comfortable.
Rich.
Stop it. I want to hear about your farm.
Do you have a farm?
It's part of her inheritance.
It's called Windover. Beautiful square half. 600 acres.
630.
Jesus. Puts us in our place, doesn't it? Why don't you live there?
I might eventually.
Would you live here?
I live at home. I spend most days here.
Why?
Because we like her to.
Oh, I see.
Do you know how to like people?
I know how not to like them.
No, look, cut it out, you two.
Don't stop us now. We were just about to have the most interesting conversation about love.
Love? How did you arrive at that? Big jump, isn't it? From liking?
Love is the only thing worth talking about. It's the most important thing there is.
Any more strawberries?
Well, you don't change, do you?
What I don't understand is why anyone expects me to.
You can see him in the morning. Go back to bed and don't wake Charlie up.
How long is he staying?
Hardly dare ask. About a week or so.
He's appalling. Let's get away when we can.
Will she be around forever?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. No, frankly, she had some sort of crisis in the States, so she came home and palled up with us. Hit it off with Alice. Been a terrific help all round. I'm sure she'll find somewhere else to go after the summer.
Mother doesn't like her. Why?
Oh, for heaven's sake, you know Mother. One minute she's saying Alice should make new friends, the next she's moaning about being neglected. There's no pleasing her, is there?
I ought to make tracks. The drawbridge goes up at 11. Thanks for a good evening.
I'll come with you.
No need.
Well, I have to shut up the hens anyway.
I did that before supper. Night, everyone.
Night.
Night.
I won't be long.
Well, I'm off. Sleep well.
And you.
Seems to be all systems go for Martin.
Yes. I'm really pleased for him.
Is this really what you always wanted, Annie?
Enough games for one night. Night.
Night.
Something quite inexcusable.
Well, if it's adultery, I shall talk you out of it again. I shouldn't employ such trapping gardeners.
I wish the Jordans had never set foot in Pitcombe.
Inexcusable? It's the one reasonable statement you've made all summer.
You suspect, then? Clodagh and Martin?
Let's not be too specific. Let's just agree that young marriages don't need hangers-on. Mm.
All right, darling, I'll see you later. Bye. That was Martin. He's going to be late. It's a celebration for his partnership. When would you like to eat?
I'm not hungry.
Thank you.
You said you'd make me better.
You are better. You look better.
I'm falling apart, Ali.
Sorry. We did try.
Oh, yes, you all tried. Unfortunately, I'm a hopeless case. Do you know why I went abroad?
Got a job in Hong Kong.
No, I couldn't face it, Ali. Just couldn't face seeing you with him. Still can't.
What are you talking about?
He's inadequate, isn't he? Not much experience. Doesn't really know how to please. He can't satisfy you. But I know. Oh, I could please you, Ali. I could please you better than anyone.
No good.
Oh, you're not in love with him. He can't give you what you need.
I'm going to look at the children.
It's too short.
Oh, you got more. Let me have it then.
Thank you. That's very jolly. I think that'll look very festive.
The forecast says it'll hold. God seems to have smiled on us after all.
He wouldn't have dared do otherwise, Mother. I'm off to round up white elephants with Alice.
After the fete, we shall discuss your plans for the future.
Am I supposed to have some?
Well, this arrangement can't go on forever.
You mean you want me to move up?
No, of course your mother doesn't mean that.
I rather think I do, Rafe. Not immediately, of course, but soon.
Well, where's she supposed to go? Windover isn't ready yet.
You lived in London once, quite happily. You worked, you supported yourself.
London.
I'm not ready to make that kind of decision yet. If you're hell-bent on throwing me out, Alice will give me a room for the time being. Bye.
A damn fool thing to do.
So when do you leave?
Have I overstayed my welcome? I'll go tonight when this is all over.
Back to Dunbridge?
Yeah, I might.
Here. It's the best I can do with them. You wonder at people paying good money for this kind of rubbish.
I expect they'll be the first to tell. Thanks, Gwen.
It's all right. Don't mind making myself useful. There's not enough of it when Miss Clode is around.
Sorry?
She's been doing a lot of what I consider my job. Especially with the kiddies. Charlie's really taken to her, hasn't he?
Gwen, can we talk about this on Monday?
Mom's here! She said we can help her set up the stove.
Hello, darling. Hello.
She's going to need me, you know, when the other one makes herself scarce. End of the summer.
She won't want to lose me.
She won't.
But I told you this was going to happen.
Brother.
Oh, John.
this over to Martin, would you? This float.
Okay. Oh, my heels in this grass. Just how I always thought it would be.
What? Running a white elephant stall with your lover.
Living here. Being part of the village.
What a bloody week. I've hardly seen you. I love you. I can't bear being without you.
You have to. So do I. I have a family.
I wonder if he knows.
Of course he doesn't. How could he?
He's tuned in. He wants you too, doesn't he?
He always wants what Martin has.
Miss Las Vegas, isn't it? What do you say we're going to have a drink together? You and me.
Well, I'm helping on the white elephant, but I'll see you later,
Babs. Yeah, don't be long. Might lose interest.
I'll take it for Henry's study. That'll teach him to say he has no taste. Normally I'd have asked you to bring Anthony to dinner. I mean, I had this feeling I'd be fobbed off again.
Who's being fobbed off?
Look, we'll get together soon. After the holidays. Hold my breath.
I'll whip you over a program.
Thank you. Sold out, sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Sold out. Your time is up.
You have lovely children,
Mary. Oh, I know. I adore them.
Children gain a great deal from a stable background. There's so much divorce these days, one wonders at people being so selfish. May we meet?
Me,
please. Just the two of us. Come to tea at Pitcomb on Thursday. Clodagh's driving over to look at the farm again.
Yes, of course. Natasha, James, we've got to go now.
Come on.
Yes, time for bath.
The child is on the swing.
Four lagers, certainly.
Okay, here's one pint.
Yeah, it is.
Just
in one. Pint.
Oh, fly, yes.
Well, I might as well make a fool of myself, yes.
Well, jolly good of you, sir. Well, it's 5 hoops per pound.
Right, I'll have a pound, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Off we go.
Yes, sir! What a start! Oh, yes!
Thank you,
sir. That's excellent, sir.
Well done. One more.
And one more. And yes! Oh, yes! Yes!
You've won the bottle of sherry, sir.
Splendid. Still got a bit of the old skin.
Is he your boss?
Well, he's my top client, Rafe Unwin.
You call him sir.
Yes, well, I call him Rafe in private.
He's okay, actually, quite a decent chap.
Does this decent chap know about his daughter?
Know what?
She's a dyke.
What do you think of that?
A dyke. A lesbian.
What do you mean? Rubbish. Rubbish. How would you know?
What?
Yes, sir. That's 50p. I'll explain the rules.
No, it's all right. I've played it before.
How do you know?
No. Well, I know because she's having an affair with Alice.
Alice is my wife.
Yeah, Alice, your wife, is having an affair with Clodagh Unwin.
Oh, shut your fucking mouth! Don't talk such utter bloody shit. Go on, get out. Go on, just go now.
No one but you could have possibly lived with that setup and not noticed.
Because it's a lie. You made this up because you want her.
I don't want her. She's no good to me.
You liar. You bloody liar. Get out. Go on, get out.
I can't leave this place fast enough. Merry England. Suits you, though.
He told you.
She did it. She did this to us.
No. I wanted it.
Don't believe you. Wouldn't have entered your head. She wormed her way in here.
You encouraged her. You wanted her at the start.
She told you that?
She didn't have to. It was obvious.
I could never reach her, could I? I remember taking her out to dinner, thinking, I'm going to ask her to marry me. I was longing to. But I didn't. I was so happy. I wanted that feeling to last forever. So that was the only time I ever really had the upper hand.
Oh, Martin. I did love you. I do love you.
But not in love.
No. Never with anyone.
Till now.
Till now. Everything that was missing from my life was suddenly there.
Sex with a woman, that was what was missing from your life.
It wasn't just because she was a woman.
Why didn't you let my brother screw you then?
What? Oh. Because I feel nothing for him. It isn't only sex.
No.
No. No.
Up in the spare room.
afraid, Clodagh. He's so wounded.
It's not the betrayal. His manhood threatened.
You don't know. You can't say that. I do love him.
Alice, you love me.
Why didn't you just stay quiet? You could have lied. We could have said Anthony was being malicious. Nobody had any proof. You could have lied.
Why should we lie? Listen, what we did was no worse than what Martin wanted to do with me. Why shouldn't he know? Trust me.
Show me what you did with her.
What are you saying? No.
No, I'm going to have you, Alice. No. I want you for a change.
No.
I'm going to have you.
Please, Martin. No.
I don't care. If you're tired of off-cut, or you just don't feel like it, I'm going to have you.
No. Please, Martin, no. He tried to force himself on me.
Is he alone now with the children?
Clodagh's there. I rang her before I left.
Oh, Alice. Alice, was that wise?
Wise? She's my friend. She's my support. She loves me.
It's a love of which I can't approve. And she came between you and Martin.
No. She made everything better. Happier.
She offered short-term, selfish pleasure. And there are innocent victims.
I was the victim before.
Well, I don't know. I suspect you were much like the rest of us. Plodding on. Now, the doctor first, I think, and then perhaps your mother-in-law.
Care of my house.
I told Alice I'd be here for the children. Alice, put the children in the car now. Let's go.
I can't.
You can't go on living here with him. You don't want this life.
Mummy, what's the matter with Daddy? Why's the doctor here?
Darling, he's just not feeling very well.
Gwen,
Thank you. Thank you for coming in on a Sunday.
Well, I'm always willing to help out with the kiddies.
Where's my son?
He's in the drawing room now.
And my daughter-in-law?
She took Charlie for a walk.
Granny! Granny!
Come.
Clodagh, you've been out. Did I hear the telephone in the night?
I've been at the Grey House.
No trouble, is there?
Yes, there is, actually.
Is it to do with the incident at the fete? Martin's brother?
Yes.
Well, are you going to enlighten us?
Martin's brother Anthony made an allegation. Well, it wasn't so much an allegation as a factual description. Anyway, Martin didn't like it.
And what was this factual description?
That Alice Jordan and I are having an affair.
What are you saying? You and Martin Jordan having an affair? I thought you had more sense and common decency.
Not Martin, Alice. Alice and I are having a love affair.
You're distressing your mother and me. You're upsetting us.
No, no, I'm telling you the truth. Please, please, let me talk about it. You have to know.
Know what?
What did I ask?
You're just being melodramatic, demanding attention. You're being disgusting.
He adores you.
I had to tell him the truth.
Why?
Because you'd have heard gossip, rumors.
We'd a coat. I'd have shielded him. Of course, it's too much to expect you to consider anyone but yourself. Martin?
Oh, Mother, you're here.
Alice and I talked on the phone. I've come to take you home with me.
I'd like that.
And the children. I've arranged for us all to drive to Cornwall.
Cornwall? Hmm. Oh, yes, the holiday. I've forgotten. Terrific.
Not Alice, of course. She'll stay behind. I thought it's best she had time to sort things out. What has she done to you, my poor darling?
How can you live with yourself after this, Alice?
Why then? You bring me back some shells.
Why are we going to Granny's first? And why won't you come?
I told you, Tashi. Some things I have to do. James, you look after Daddy now, okay?
My notice. And the note of what you owe me.
Can
I make that a gin and bitter lemon?
Gin? A bit early for you, isn't it?
No, well, I've had a shock.
All right, it's bad without the children. But at least it gives us time to make plans.
Once we've decided what to do.
We could all live at Windover if you like. I'll sell it. We'll go to France, to the south. You'll paint, the children will get brown, speak French like the locals.
don't know anything about the children. They have schools, friends, routines, things they get used to. We'll teach them something better.
You sent Anthony to cause trouble.
I didn't send him, and he didn't cause trouble. Alice is having an affair.
Marriages survive affairs, for God's sake.
It's not just an affair.
Yes, it is. It's Alice protesting.
What's Alice got to protest about?
The fact that you ran her life from the moment Martin brought her here.
How dare you? What do you know about anything?
If she'd been cherished by a considerate, tender man, this would never have happened. You saw to it that neither of our sons were considerate or tender where women were concerned.
If it were so bad, why didn't you leave? You've stayed with me for 40 years.
For the last 15 of which, I've had a mistress.
I'd like a word with Michelle, please, Mrs. Finch. Is she here?
And I'd like a word with you, Mrs. Jordan.
Oh.
Michelle is working in the shop today, Mrs. Jordan, but her mother would rather she doesn't work for you.
Really? I wonder why.
Gwen has her reasons. Please don't ask me to spell them out.
I see. Well, perhaps you'll deliver these for me. One for Gwen and one for Michelle is what I owe them. And you can tell Gwen she needn't worry. Michelle will be quite safe. I shall shop elsewhere from now on.
Well, that's just as well. I've lived a bit, Mrs. Jordan. There isn't much I haven't seen. I am not one to judge, but I'm telling you that in not judging, I am very rare. Very rare indeed.
A lot of them, just petty arseholes. You take no notice. I'm going, I am. I can get a job at Dorothy Perkins in town. I'm leaving the whole friggin' lot of them sod my mum. You take care now. Anything you want, you let me know.
Thanks. Thanks, Michelle. Martin rang this morning.
Oh, you didn't speak to him?
He's my husband.
Alice, he tried to rape you.
He was out of his mind then. We sent him out of his mind.
Are you defending him?
I understand him. I lived with him for 10 years. I had his children. I love him.
But you'll never be happy without me. You won't paint, you won't live.
Don't do this. I need to be alone while I think.
No.
At least until the children come home.
No, I won't have it.
Well, you must. It's hard for me too.
Clodagh, don't you think it's time you took yourself off and let Alice try and repair the damage?
That's the official line, is it? My parents have spoken.
And at the moment, your parents are incapable of rational thought, let alone speech. Especially your father.
I brought her to life and made her happy. We love each other. If I can't have Alice, I'll die.
What kind of love is that? It wasn't love to start with, was it? It was one of your games and it all went wrong.
You can't imagine the pain.
I think you have the monopoly on pain. You're a spoilt, arrogant girl.
Good morning, and welcome to our morning service. We begin by singing the hymn 290, Through All the Changing Scenes of Life, in Trouble and in Joy. Alice, are you well?
Thank you, Peter.
Bless you.
Because, well, frankly, Henry and I had words over breakfast.
Words?
No, oh, I went on a bit about not being able to stick what you and Clodagh got up to.
And Henry?
I mean, what for, really? Did a whole big number about boys at his school who fell for each other because they were lonely and unfulfilled. Well, they're all straight as dies now. Well, I said you weren't lonely and unfulfilled.
I was.
Oh? Well, good for Henry. Anyway, he said I should just bloody well get over here and tell you we're still friends.
You don't seem convinced.
Oh, Alice.
Oh, hi. Just a quick call to let you know you can count on Jerry and me in all this. You're not alone, Alice. Don't imagine you are.
Oh, well, thanks, Rosie.
Heavens. Jerry and I have any number of gay friends. One of them's our youngest's godfather. We see it as perfectly natural.
Well,
I do want to say that if you and your partner felt you could share your experience with the Village Wives group, I'm sure you'd discover far more sympathy and support than you'd ever have thought possible. Think about it. Bye.
Moved on to you by now anyway.
That's more like it.
Lunch soon.
Oh, just say the word.
Again, we could move, sell the house. We could go where nobody knows what has happened. It would all be in the past, everything. The children could come first. If we both put them first.
I want to, but I can't. I can never live with you again, Alice.
Not after what you've done. Mother thinks I should fight for custody of the children. We could live here.
Is that what you want?
No. No, I think they need you.
Were the donkeys there this year?
James peed in his bed every night.
No, I didn't. Shut up. Why did you tell us?
Time
to grow up.
It's all right. It's all right. Calm down.
Will Daddy come home when he's better?
No.
Why?
Because things are going to be a bit different. There's a lot to sort out.
Decided. I'm selling everything. We're getting out.
You haven't asked me what I've decided.
You need me.
I want you.
Need. If you don't have me, you'll stop living.
So you keep saying.
Please, please, Alice, have some pity. If I can't have you, I'll kill myself. We've got to stop this. All this not sleeping and crying and giving each other agony, it's got to end.
But I love you.
I love you. I love you more than I've ever loved anyone. But it's got to end. I have to lose you, please, Clodagh. Everyone's lost something in this. Wherever you go, I'll find you. I'll come after you.
I'll never forgive you if you do.
What?
Nobody's frightened round here.